Have you been to one of those big empowerment conferences giving you the You Can Do It campaign? You know you can do it, but there is so much more to consider. Beginning a business or maintaining a new business, there are some key challenges, especially you have to face as a woman owning a small business. How do I carry on with little cash flow? How do I run my business with little staff? How do I effectively run my business and meet my responsibilities to my children and or other members of the family? Now, if you have a lot of money, a lot of staff, and no personal responsibilities, then stop listening right now. However, if you are like the majority of women starting their small businesses, there is much I have to offer that will benefit you and your business. Yes, I, Dr. Fairy C. Hayes Scott, finally known as Fairy or Dr. Fairy, started my first business and managed to start a second by living the answers to the questions that have been posed. Now, I am offering real life experiences and expertise for women like you through MANA Business Consultation Services for Women. So, whether you are running a design company, technical studio, market, clothing store, maintenance service, to name a few of the many areas we women can become involved, there are general principles that apply to running a company. You will receive one-on-one personalized attention. You need down-to-earth practical support. It is through MANA Business Consultation Services for Women that I will provide that support. Let's look at some possible challenges that you will face or you may have already faced. For example, you have started a business with a friend. At first, things are going great. Then, when you think everything is really picking up, you're getting more customers, your friend shares she does not have time to continue working with the company. She has to pull out. What do you do? And another challenge. You want to put together some kind of slick marketing piece. You know you don't have the total expertise, but you have some great ideas. You've talked to a friend. She says, hey, I'm willing to help you. You want some help with her to help you with the wording. So, yes, she's going to help, but she is busy. So she has not had time to put the materials together as of yet. You do not want to impose or be really pushy, nor do you want to lose a friendship. What do you do? And of course, one of the major challenges that many of us have faced, you have a schedule in which you plan to have a meeting with a client that definitely wants to go with your company. However, he is hesitant because your business is small and he is worried that you may not be able to handle personal issues that you might have and deliver the service. You know this meeting is critical. So you want to prove to him, although a small business, you can deliver. Well, just before you're about to go out the door for the meeting, the school principal calls you and says, your child is sick and needs to be picked up and brought home. What do you do? Now, most mega businesses owned by men or women do not have to deal with these issues. You will. Now, if you want answers to deal with these challenges and more, contact me. Let me help you continue on your path to running a successful business or even another business for the next 23 years or as long as you want. Contact me, Dr. Fairy, at info@marketingnewauthors.com or call at 734-975-0028. I hope to hear from you soon so that I can serve you as you serve your customers.